Today I speak by way of reminder and admonition to those of us who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I pray for and invite the Holy Ghost to now assist me and you as we learn together. Baptism by immersion for the remission of sins is the introductory ordinance of the Gospel of Jesus Christ and must be preceded by faith in the Savior and by sincere and complete repentance. Baptism in water must be followed by baptism of the Spirit in order to be complete. As the Savior taught Nicodemus, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." My message this afternoon focuses on the baptism of the Spirit and the blessings that flow from the companionship of the Holy Ghost. As each of us was baptized, we entered into a solemn covenant with our Heavenly Father. A covenant is an agreement between God and His children upon the earth. And it is important to understand that God determines the conditions of all gospel covenants. You and I do not decide the nature or elements of a covenant. Rather, exercising our moral agency, we accept the terms and requirements of a covenant as our eternal Father has established them. The saving ordinance of baptism must be administered by one who has proper authority from God. The fundamental conditions of the covenant into which we entered in the